there, and welcome to the Lazy Artpreneur Podcast. I'm Lexi Reed, your friendly guide on this artistic journey. Consider this your shortcut to success, sparing you endless hours on Google and YouTube trying to crack the code of content marketing. In each bite-sized episode, I'll be sharing three easy steps to craft fresh content, repurpose it wisely, and shine a global spotlight on your art. Overwhelmed by tech jargon or tools like AI and Zapier? No worries, this podcast got you covered. Forget about that 50-50 marketing rule. Let's maximize our art and minimize the hustle. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Lazy Artpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lexi Reed, and this is the fifth episode in the series. So last week, we talked about the importance of your website's homepage, and the main takeaways were leading with the navigation bar clarity at the top of the homepage, having the footer at the bottom with additional signup forms and key information, and the main meat of the homepage sandwich being the hero section with your headliner, your subheadliner, and your call to action. All right, so next on the artist hub list that we're going to be talking about is, I would say, the page that's even as important as the homepage, if not more so. And we're going to be talking today about the About page. The main thing to keep in mind with the About page is it's not really about you. It's about connecting with your audience. This is often the most visited page on your site. It's crucial for the first impressions. This is, again, where you're going to build that know, like, and trust factor, and you're going to answer your visitors' key questions about your work and your credentials. This is the place that builds the connection with your audience to you and your art. You want it to reflect your professional setup, to have it give insights on how you make your work, why you make your artwork, and what it's all about. So, crafting your story. Again, it all comes down to using visual stories to illustrate your unique journey as an artist. Don't start with the typical, "Ever since I was a kid, I made art." Likely, that is the same cliche story you're going to find on most other artists' About Me pages. As a professional artist, you want to highlight your skills, your experiences, and your unique offerings. You want to connect your art journey to your audience needs, right? So again, it's not about you. It's about what you can do for your audience, your fans, your future customers. And if they've come looking to your website looking for art, you're going to explain why you are the right person for them to come and buy the art directly from you, the artist. And again, you want to be authentic because being who you really are, this is what makes the connection. This is what makes it real. You want to speak to them, keep it engaging, and you don't want to list a huge laundry list of your exploits here. It doesn't need to be exhaustive or exhausting. Take time to understand your audience. You want to identify the needs and the desires of your audience, your potential clients. You're going to tailor your message to those needs and use language that clicks with them. All right, having this audience engagement on your About page is what's going to increase their relatability to you, who you are as an artist, what makes you you, what makes you unique, why would they want to buy art from you and not another artist. And having this direct communication builds the stronger connections between you and your potential art fans here. So last week we talked about the hero section on the homepage, and yet again, you really want to think about crafting a key opener here. This is your headliner. You want the opener that's going to grab their attention and really click with your audience. You want to use a personal touch that's immediately going to engage your visitors. So consider starting with a question or a bold statement. You want this to reflect your personality and or artistic style, so it sets the tone and the mood of your About page right from the start. And often there's a question about how long should your About page be? So the length of this copywriting or content here on your About page is really only limited by the amount of information that you need to get your point across. You want to have a good balance between being concise and being informative. You do want to avoid overwhelming your readers. Don't write your memoir here. You don't want to have a huge block of text. You want to break up that text with bullet points and images. Again, have certain sections with different headliners and subtitles. You want to tailor the length of your story to your audience needs. You're looking to have quality over quantity here. So obviously, being an artist about page, you want to have great photographs of you and your artwork. And yes, a photograph of you is really key here. It's essential for making that personal connection. You want to choose a setting that's going to reflect your artistic environment. So if you're a studio painter, have a picture taken of you working in your studio. If you're a plein air painter, have a picture of you taken in a beautiful scenic landscape, setting up with your easel and canvas ready to go. Again, your photo should match the tone of your about page. You may want to experiment with the angles and expression to what feels right. You can have, you know, heads on talking to camera photos, or maybe an angled photo with you arced over your artwork. And you can take the chance here to have multiple photos to show different facets of your personality and artworks in progress. Use visuals that speak to your audience. This is where you really want to have high quality images of your work. You may want to include some behind the scenes shots of you working on pieces in your studio, or as mentioned, out in the landscape where you're painting your perfect painting. Having personal photos helps to humanize your personal brand. It's a personal brand. Because you are the artist, you are the face of the brand, literally. You want to use visuals that align with your artistic style. And having this consistency with the visuals is going to help strengthen your personal brand, who you are presented to your audience and your fans. So while you're telling your story, you want to share the journey that led you to where you are today and highlight why these unique experiences affect aspects of your work and the creative process, you know, targeted. Your fans are looking to be educated. The readers are looking to learn more about your expertise and how this brings value to your art. And you do want to keep it concise, but you want to have impact here as well. And the thing to keep in mind that you want is to relate your journey back to the reader's experiences or their desires, their needs and wants. So yes, you can talk about how you got going as an artist, but relate it back to your current work that your audience is interested in and how this impacts the work they're seeing and potentially thinking of buying. The question that always pops up is, should you write your copy on your website in the first or third person? In the old school days, your bio was always written in the third person, as this established the perceived professionalism. However, it does create a bit of a blocker between you and your audience. In the first person, this is writing, you know, I do this versus they do that or she does that. Writing in the first person creates intimacy. It does build that direct connection between you and the audience. And yes, this choice does affect audience connection. It is going to be a personal choice. You're going to have to reflect on your brand's voice when you're deciding how you want to write it. You can write your artist copy in both first and third versions and see what appeals to you more. Have a friend or family member read it and see what they like about it and what they would change. But definitely, once you decide on a voice, whether first or third person, you need to keep that consistency across your website. You don't want to have it jar the reader from an intimate diary all about me and then get into very strict corporate language. Once you pick a voice, stick with that voice across your website and your web copy. And then having this direct language creates that personal connection and builds up your audience engagement. You want to use statements like, you're looking for this artwork, or you're looking for something for your walls. Try to use you a lot. This helps you speak more directly to you, your reader. You can also share testimonials and stories of impact here to build up that social proof, to build up a deeper connection, and then the audience may relate personally to those testimonials and see themselves in your past customers of your artworks. You can also invite interaction through comments or social media, and use these comments as feedback to how you might tweak your messaging for your about page. Always offer something of value in your calls to action. You want them to take the next step, whether it's to sign up for your newsletter or to go check out your artwork in your online gallery or online shop. You want to have something that motivates your reader and makes them to take a positive decision. You are looking for a way to stand out from all the artists that are out there online. I would highlight your unique approach to how you make your art. You may want to showcase specific mediums or special techniques, you know, especially if it's something quite different and not easily understood when first looking at your artworks. You may also want to tell the story behind some of your most significant artworks or why you consider them to be the most significant. You can also do a little bit of personal bragging here, maybe mention some awards or recognitions you've received or special exhibitions that you've taken part in. We talked last week about the merit badges, where you might want to have logos of magazines you've been shown in or press releases that you've been part of. And you can also talk about any of your artistic influences, if there's been somebody that's made a significant impact on you and maybe pivoted how your work changed and evolved over time. If I take a tour through my About page, at the top, there's a photograph of me working on one of my abstract paintings. I then break up the copywriting on my webpage by small clusters of text with headlines, subtitles, and bulleted lists. I try to leave a lot of white space to give the readers break from reading the various text blocks. I've chosen to write in the first person. I want it to sound like I'm talking to one person, the person that wants to buy my art. I repeat some of the elements from the homepage, the merit badges, and a few series of photos with me with my art materials and tools. I also give a few personal tidbits about myself and my education, so it's not all just about the art. The reader can get a sense of my interests outside of my art studio too. I also provide a lot of call to action buttons to help break up the various text blocks. These CTA buttons are super important to have on your About page. You need to be clear in what you want to guide your website visitors to the next steps you want them to take. And you can word these CTAs to be a little bit cheeky, not just, you know, click here for more info. Be creative with how you word them. The buttons could say, "Hey, check out my art here," or "Hey, did you see this?" This helps to increase the frequency of visitor engagement by clicking through those CTAs. You do want them to stay on your website. You want them to stay on your art hub, move around, and explore. So you may want to try out different CTAs to see their effectiveness. Definitely worth experimenting with here. So your About page and your website should evolve as much as you do and your art does. You want to have continuous improvement. Ask for feedback, be open to changes. You can also look at your Google Analytics and your webpage analytics to see how visitors navigate through your page. What do they stay on? What do they stay away from? And help to tinker, you know, work on those calls of action and some of the wording. You may also want to stay updated with various website trends without losing your personal branding essence here. You may see there's a trend with certain types of testimonials and think, oh, maybe I'll do a bit more of that. It's always good to make ongoing tweaks to your website. And definitely having regular website reviews or website audits helps to keep your web pages fresh and relevant as well, and make sure there's no dead links. All right, to recap the key elements you want on your About page, is you want to tell a compelling story that relates back to your visitors. Yes, it's about you, but more importantly, it's about what you can do for your art visitors. How can you help solve their problems if they're looking for art? What unique skill sets or techniques do you have to bring them that'll help address their blank wall space? Again, you want to keep it personal. You do want to have some photographs of you included with your artwork, engaged in however you create that artwork. Definitely emphasize the importance of being authentic here and building that personal connection with your art fans. You can invite questions and also maybe share resources for further learning about you. Build up some links within your About page. You can also announce upcoming art events or exhibitions or maybe future art courses you'll be teaching. And these internal links are great for building up your search engine optimization, your SEO. And again, it has the audience stay on your website longer as they click through it. And if you thought these tips were helpful, please give the podcast a positive review, subscribe, and share it with your art buddies. Please check out my show notes for free guides on content marketing for artists, including some secrets to successfully writing an art blog. And if you have any questions or your own About page tips to share, please drop them into the comments below or send me a DM on Instagram at Lexi Reed Studio. On next week's episode, I'll be chatting with the American artist Jackie Schoenberg. We'll be talking about how to conduct online art workshops that foster deeper connections, building a supportive artist community on YouTube, and how to overcome your fears and start creating the art you love. Until next time, please keep creating and being inspired, and bye for now. Don't want to miss out on more tips from the Lazy Artrepreneur? Hit that subscribe button on your go-to podcast platform. And hey, if you've got artist buddies aiming to sell online, share this with them. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you soon.